And here we are back again with Jimmy Allen and his air adventures. In the last episode, you'll remember, Jimmy made his first solo flight, much to the satisfaction of his proud instructor, Speed Robertson. Now a few days have elapsed, and the young student has been busy building up his solo flying time and practicing the many lessons so carefully taught him by Speed. Jimmy has just landed his training plane and is greeted by Flash Lewis, that talkative but efficient mechanic.
Hi there, Jimmy. How'd you do this morning?
Oh, all right, I guess, Flash. I've been practicing steep turns and wingovers.
Didn't I see you making some landings out there?
You sure did. How did they look?
I couldn't see anything wrong with them.
I made 12 altogether, and then practiced forced landings over near the Parkville field.
You've been going good, kid, for over a week now. How much time have you got?
Well, I've got 28 hours solo, and Speed has given me 2 check hops.
Say, ain't it about time you're getting that license of yours?
I think so. Gee, and I sure hope so, too. In fact, Speed's coming down here and check me again this morning. He says that if my air work and landings are okay, I can apply to the CAA for my license.
That's the stuff, and you'll get it, too. Say, you better shut off that engine unless you're going right back up.
Yeah, Speed said he'd be down here about this time, but I don't see him, so... Well, I guess I'll cut...
Say, Jim, what's become of that friend of yours, Dick Craw?
Wait a minute, Flash. Wait till I get out of the ship. There we are. Now I'll stretch my legs a bit before I have to go back up with Speed. Oh, yes, he asked me about Dick Croft. Well, I don't know, Flash. Have you seen him around lately?
No, I ain't. And that's why I was asking you. He seemed to be a pretty nice fellow.
Oh, he sure is. He was very much interested in flying, too, you know.
Well, kid, he didn't just naturally take to flying like you did. And maybe got kind of discouraged or something. I know Shorty Mason was having trouble with him.
Well, I didn't know that. What kind of trouble?
Oh, well, it wasn't exactly trouble. I mean, he was slow. He just didn't seem to catch on to the feel of the ship and things like that.
Dick used to talk to me about that. Well, at times he was very much discouraged, but gosh, I was too. Especially with Shorty Mason instructing me.
I've been in this racket a long time, kid. And I'm telling you, there's some guys that just never learn to fly. They don't have the feel or balance or something. Well, I've known fellas to get 20 hours dual from their instructor and then be washed out.
Oh, yeah, but I still can't believe that was Dick's trouble. In fact, Dick told me himself about 10 days ago that he expected to solo most any time. That was just before we got mixed up with this major moto business. I haven't seen Dick since. I called him at his house twice, but both times he was away.
Well, there's another angle to it, Jim.
What's that?
Well, maybe about the time he got ready to solo, he'd lost his nerve.
Oh, no, Flash, not that boy. Dick has plenty of nerve. He's no quitter, I'll tell you that.
I don't know, kid, but it looks darn funny.
Well, I'm sure going to find out, because I'd hate to see Dick give up his flying.
Now, don't get me wrong, kid. I ain't accusing your friend of being yellow.
No, I think it's something else, Flash. In fact, his sister Barbara started to tell me, but then something or other happened and she never did finish.
Well, I hope it ain't nothing serious. Here comes your old buddy, Speed. You might ask him about it.
Oh, sure. Hi there, Speed. How you feeling today?
Hello, Jim. Morning, Flash. Well, you two boys look wide awake and alert.
Morning, Speed. You don't look so sleepy yourself.
Well, Jimmy, did you get in some time this morning?
I sure did. Just landed a few minutes ago.
Well, the old crate seems to be all in one piece. You must have got it up and down, all right.
Say, Speed, Flash and I were just talking about Dick Croft. He seems to have given up learning to fly.
Oh, that's too bad. What was the reason?
Well, Flash seems to think he might have lost his nerve.
Well, of course, I don't know Croft very well, but I doubt very much if he has a wind-up.
A wind-up? What do you mean?
Oh, that's an old RAF expression. They used to say that when a man lost his nerve, he had wind-up.
Well, I sure can't believe that about Dick.
No, I think Flash is mistaken. Flash, step on the starter while I tell Jimmy what I want him to do.
Righto, Speed.
Jim, how much solo time do you have now?
28 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, you got it right down to the minute, huh? Are you sure there wasn't about 25 seconds you've forgotten about?
Oh, no, I don't count the seconds.
That's fair enough, kid. A good pilot always keeps his log right up to date. Now, Jimmy, I want you to know you're entering a very dangerous stage of flying.
Dangerous? Well, I didn't think I was doing anything.
No. I mean this. The average student pilot, once he's gone solo and built up 25 or 30 hours, begins to gain confidence. He begins to think he's pretty hot. That's just the time that he gets into trouble. He becomes overconfident. He thinks that he's learned all about all there is to know in his business. The next thing, something happens to him and he's in bad trouble.
But I've been very careful.
I hope you have. But just remember what I'm telling you. You're just learning to fly. There are a world of things that you still don't know about. The only way you'll learn is by actual experience.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Well, you'll get the experience, all right. But let it come naturally by building up time. There's a lot of things you have to know. Now, for instance, you've got to learn how to fly across country, how to navigate, how to land and take off under all conditions of weather and in all kinds of fields. You've got to learn what weather is safe for you to fly in and what weather is dangerous. And then you've got to learn to fly all types of aircraft.
But that's going to take a long time, isn't it?
Certainly it is. And I want firmly planted in your mind that until you've experienced all of these conditions, you're not a pilot.
Well, I don't think I'm overconfident.
Well, I don't believe you are. But you've reached the point in your career when a good many pilots get that way. So don't be flying over the country like some Dilbert trying to entertain a lot of your girlfriends by a stunning exhibition 100 feet off the ground.
Oh, gee, Speed, I've never had any such intentions.
I understand now. I'm going to teach you how to stunt a ship, but I'm going to teach you how to do it right. Every pilot should know that. But you and me will go up at a safe altitude and practice for your own good, not for the entertainment of the public.
That sure suits me.
Okay, kid. Don't think I'm trying to be hard-boiled with you. I just don't want to see you do anything foolish. All right, let's take off. Get in that front cockpit and I'll ride the rear.
She's all ready to go, boys.
There we are. All set, Speed.
Take her away. Head her right down that runway. Below, watch that rudder. You're inclined to let your nose get down too far.
Let me try another one.
All right, go ahead. That's it. Get away over. Now watch that nose. It's getting down a little. There, that's the way. A little top rudder will do it every time. Attaboy. All right, roll out of it. Ah, that was a good one.
Shall I try a steep wing over?
Go ahead, do one to the right. Now you know how they're done. That's it, way up with that nose. Kick your rudder. Now, we're over. Ease back on that throttle now. Okay, very nice.
What do you want now, Speed?
I want to see you make three or four landings, Jim. Look around for a nice big pasture and go on in.
That field down to the left looks all right. Say, Speed, what's that ship doing down there? See it? In that field, way back from the road.
Ah, well, I'll be darned. He must have had a forced landing. Otherwise, he wouldn't be down there, away off from everything.
Yeah, there isn't even a farmhouse within a couple of miles of that field.
Say, it looks like an AT-11, too.
Yeah, one of those twin-engine seven-passenger jobs. Do you suppose the pilots had some trouble?
I can't think of any other reason why he'd be down there. Here, give me those controls, Jim. We'll dive down and look the ship over. He may need some help.
Okay, the ship's yours.
Yeah, there's some fellas down there, all right. Look at them come out of that cabin door.
Yeah, they're looking up at us. Maybe they'll signal.
That's a funny thing. I'm going to go around and land, Jim.
When we dove over that ship, I couldn't see any markings on it.
Well, some of these ex-Army ships are privately owned, but I know the paint job on every one around here, and that's a strange ship. Well, we'll soon find out. I'll slip down over these trees, and we'll see what this is all about.
Say, Speed, look. One of those men has climbed back in the cabin. Look, they've started the engine. The propeller's turning over.
Yeah, that's funny. If they wanted help, you'd think they'd have waved at us or something.
I can't remember ever seeing that ship on the Kansas City airport.
No, that blue and white marking is a new one on me, too. Well, get set. Here we are. I'll taxi up on it.
That pilot's revving up his engine. Looks like he's going to take off.
Well, he may have engine trouble, Jim, and wants to test it again before he tells us about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too.
Well, here we are. Now, you stay in the ship, Jim, and I'll get out and see if they've had any trouble. Hi there. Anything we can do for you?
Not a thing, partner. We're just leaving this place.
Oh, we saw you parked down here in this lonely field. Thought maybe you'd had a forced landing and might want some help.
Ah, we're all right, fella. We had a forced landing. One of our instruments went haywire and we landed to fix it. It's all right now, though. We're going to shove off.
Well, if we can be of any help to you, glad to do it. The Kansas City Airport is just a few miles over here. If the trouble's serious, you can hop over there and get it fixed.
Okay. Hey, ain't I seen your face somewhere before? Where are you from?
Well, it's possible you've seen me before. I've flown around this country enough. My name's Robertson, Speed Robertson.
Robertson? Are you Speed Robertson? Well, okay, Robertson, we're going to be going.
Come on, Sam, come on, cut the shadow. We got to get going. Come on, we're leaving this... Well, look who's here. It's Speed Robertson.
Speed, you see who that is? It's the Biffer.
I'll say it is, and that's Ace in the cockpit with him. We're looking for you boys. Just cut that engine of yours.
Cut nothing. Come on, Sam, we're getting out of here.
No, you're not. There's a couple of things we want to talk
about. Look out, Speed! Look out!
Let him have one.
On 20... Oh.
Are you all right, Speed?
Sure, but stop me.
What are the sinister gangsters doing on the lonely field with a strange airplane? Will Jimmy and Speed discover the reason? Listen to the next episode of the Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.